Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Everybody has secrets. You have secrets, and I have secrets. And families have secrets. Those family secrets are often the most interesting. For most of his life, my father was haunted by a family secret, but not our family's. My dad was a civil rights lawyer in St. Louis, and he had a client, a young man, who disappeared for almost 30 years.
Is Howard Mechanic in New York? Mine hasn't been heard. He was sentenced to 5 years in the penitentiary, and I haven't seen him.
This kid went on the run after a riot at Washington University. A federal building on campus was burned to the ground.
I was frightened for other people. I thought, oh boy, you cannot burn down this building. And when the fire trucks came, which they did, and throw rocks at the fire trucks, I said, this is going to be for people who are doing it. It's going to be serious trouble.
I spent 10 years trying to unravel what happened that night. And my journey took me to places I never could have imagined, like a Cold War spy ring.
Within the Bureau itself, oh gosh, you probably had less than a dozen and a half people at any one time who knew about the thing.
A suspected conspiracy to murder a civil rights leader.
I could hear people say, get down, get down. And I took off and went up the stairwell. I stepped over his body. I could see the blood was coming from his right side. I kneeled down and I try to read his pulse, and it's not working. Nothing seems to be working.
And the U.S. government's attempts to cover it all up.
If you were planning to get rid of Martin Luther King, would you want anybody to know about that? So it had to be secret.
It's a story fueled by paranoia, about communists in our midst, and about anti-war activists trying to bring down the United States, and about the threat of black power. All of it forged in the peculiar crucible of my hometown, St. Louis.
And I said to him, you are paranoid. You have gone off the deep end. The FBI doesn't care one bit about me. I didn't think that we attracted any attention outside of St. Louis.
It sounds like the stuff of crazy tin hat conspiracy theories, except it's not. It's all verified. All it took was someone to tie these secrets together. Well, and 350 Freedom of Information Act requests, one lawsuit, hundreds of thousands of pages of documents, and 10 years of my life.
And I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but like there is a sort of like obsessive dimension to the journey that you've been on.
Yes. One of the things that I did was that I took tens of thousands of pages of documents and I put them on shelves so that I could actually be witness to this insane level of what is almost madness. And that seems nutty. But it's not.
Or is it?
Right, but it's not, because we got to the truth.
I'm Nina Gildensevy, and this is My Fugitive, a new 8-part series from Pineapple Street Studios, the studio behind Wind of Change, Missing Richard Simmons, and Catch and Kill, coming March 30th, 2021. My Fugitive will be released weekly everywhere, or you can binge it all on Audacy. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it for free today from the App Store or Google Play.